How to be firm, kind, and non-anxious in difficult recovery conversations? Difficult recovery conversations are part of addiction recovery chaplaincy. A recovering person may be angry, a family member may be exhausted, a sponsor may feel blamed, a pastor may feel unsure, a person may deny the seriousness of relapse or try to pull the chaplain into private conflict. In those moments, the chaplain's tone matters. A firm, kind, and non-anxious presence can lower confusion. It can help people feel respected without giving them control of the conversation. It can help the chaplain speak truth without harshness and offer grace without losing boundaries. Being firm means the chaplain does not bend the role to fit pressure. The chaplain does not become a therapist, sponsor, treatment provider, case manager, emergency responder, or secret attachment figure. The chaplain knows what can be offered and what must be referred. Being kind means the chaplain does not use boundaries as punishment. The recovering person is still an image bearer. The person may be afraid, ashamed, spiritually hungry, or emotionally overwhelmed. Kindness speaks with dignity. Being non-anxious means the chaplain does not let another person's panic, anger, accusation, or urgency take over the chaplain's judgment. A non-anxious chaplain can say, "I hear that this feels urgent. Let's slow down and think about what is safe, honest, and helpful." Here are some practical phrases. "I care about you, and I cannot keep a secret that puts life or safety at risk." "I am willing to pray with you, but I do not want to replace your sponsor or recovery group." "I can listen right now, but this needs more support than I can provide alone." "I will not shame you for relapse, but I will encourage you to take the next honest step." "I cannot give money or private transportation, but I can help you think about safe supports." "I hear your frustration with your sponsor. What would honest communication look like?" These phrases are simple, but they protect the ministry. Difficult patterns in recovery may include codependency, passive-aggressive behavior, controlling behavior, manipulation, paranoia, or narcissistic patterns. The chaplain does not need to diagnose these patterns. Diagnosis belongs to qualified professionals. But the chaplain can notice when conversations become confusing, pressured, secretive, unsafe, or spiritually manipulative. The goal is not to win an argument. The goal is to serve Christ faithfully, protect dignity, preserve safety, and encourage truth-filled recovery. A chaplain who is firm without hardness, kind without enabling, and calm without passivity becomes a trustworthy presence in a complicated field. That kind of presence can help people take the next faithful step toward recovery, responsibility, and hope in Christ.